This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, always fun to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly, seriously, be part of the conversation. You be part of the conversation, you get some information, you're able to make a difference. If you don't, then as I always love to say, you're no different than the other ones. So get informed so you can engage. And you know, once you engage with information and you don't try to shove it down somebody's throat, you might be able to make a difference, and I mean a big difference. Not a little one. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, hit up the website, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take a poll. You can do a lot there. A lot going on up there as well. All right. We're going to deal with the massive fentanyl issue. You know, it is probably hundreds of times worse than COVID. Probably, you know, as I say, because they're probably not tagging it properly everywhere. But are you hearing about it? No. Why? Because the majority of it's coming up from the border. The majority of it's coming up from down below. Right? So, and it's not going to stop until we get in the way. I mean, big time get in the way. And to show you that they're not done with you yet, they're done with me. I'm done with them. I told you earlier that Philadelphia reimposed its indoor mask mandate. It's not because Omicron is out of control or Omicron 2 is out of control. No, it's risen. So what? Are there people dying from it? That's what. Notice they're not telling you how many people are dying. They don't even tell you how many people are hospitalized anymore. They're just telling you who's testing positive for it. How many Americans are test positive for obesity? Should we sew their lips closed or what? This was a nut job one. I got to get through this. Biden's sister argues that Democrats are the pro-life party, especially on abortion. Now, she's writing a book, and in the book, she's just amazing the way she goes through this. I think she's taking advantage of Joey B's last name. In the book, she argues that Democrats are more pro-life than Republicans on abortion. And she's a longtime campaign advisor, political confidant to Biden. She's going to release a book called, you ready for this one? Come on, this is really original. She had to work hard on this. Growing Up Biden. A memoir, she's releasing it on Tuesday of next week. Within the memoir, Owens writes that Democrats picked the wrong term for their abortion stance instead of wanting to be called pro-choice. She says they should have chosen pro-life. Because, you ready for this? Can we get a drum roll? They are promoting suggesting that they're advocating for a better life for women. Unless you're the woman, you know, in the womb. In which case, you're in a lot of trouble. Seriously. Like many women, I harbored complicated feelings on the topic, Owens writes. I'm pro-choice, but I remain convinced that Democrats choose the wrong term for our side of the issues. We should have been pro-life, for we're the ones advocating for a better life, a life in which a mother gets to determine her future and that of her child. How can you call it a child if you're willing to kill it? The mother gets to determine her future by determining whether that child gets to live or die. That's what this is about. She says, sometimes I accidentally even say I'm pro-life, because that's what it feels like to me. I'm giving you a choice to live your life. Now, remember, I've been telling you guys forever. I've been talking to you how they are the spin masters. They know what these words mean. They know how to use them. They know how to make you feel bad about them. And they will take that pro-life away from you in a heartbeat if they can get it. And don't think they're not thinking about it. Now, there was a report on Owens last week about how the memoir raised some ethical questions about Owens cashing in on her brother's name. Does this conflict with the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki's statement about the White House's ethics policy? Remember, they said this was unacceptable. She went on to say, it's the White House's policy that President's name should not be used in connection with any commercial activities to suggest in any way or in any way that could be reasonably understood to imply his endorsement. Joey B's sister. Although they call him Joey B. I don't want to use his last name unless I have to. The book includes a childhood photo of Owens, Joe Biden, their two brothers, and their mother on the book. President Biden is also listed in the acknowledgments at the end of the book, thanking my brother Joe, Jim, and Frank for supplying the raw material for her book. There's nothing wrong with that. And believe me, when you have a group of kids, you know that that's a true statement. Now, the release of the memoir came a little over a year after Biden-Harris transition teams, the lawyers told the Vice President Harris that her niece, that she could no longer produce clothing or write any new books with Harris's name on, or likeness on them, for that matter. That must be a big deal, right? No, seriously, that's not a good thing. All right, Joe Messina, your host. Listen, buckle in, because you need to take notes on this one. You need to pay attention and know what's coming down the pike. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Come with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. The way you do that is you get informed. And once you get informed, put it to work. Don't just sit on it. Don't just think you got it covered. You need to go out there and do something. You'd be surprised at who you might save, the good you might do. Because people that are let me just bring him on, because he, I've known him for years. And I wish there were guys like this around when I was in high school to help these kids get solid, to understand what they were doing to themselves. Kerry Quashin joins me. He's the founder of Action Family Counseling. And Kerry, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
You know, it's always a pleasure, Joe. I love what you do and what you're trying to do to make this world a better place.
Well, thank you. That's one of you. Everybody else thinks I'm trying to destroy it.
So, well, yeah, right? I guess the people that bump their heads pretty hard out of this.
But, you know, it's really funny because whatever we do, I love it. I should send them to you. Whenever we do the shows where I said, this is not your grandfather's dope, which is, you know, kind of like my little tongue-in-cheek thing.
Right,
and,
right.
you know, they're like, you know, oh, guys like you, you smoked dope when you were in high school, and now you think, you know, look, you know, you, and they go through, I go, are you not hearing the message? It's not the, it's not your grandfather's dope. It's not the dope we smoked, for God's sakes. Stuff we did, put you to sleep most of the time.
I was talking to this girl today that I'm bringing into my rehab. You know, I own drug rehabs.
Yep.
And this girl is actually in a behavioral health unit. And the reason why she's in a behavioral health unit is because she was using some of that wax, that high-grade THC, which is about 100 milligrams of THC, and went psychotic. Spent the last 7 days in a psychiatric ward, and let me tell you something. I've been treating people now for 40 years, as you know.
Yep.
And I've put more people in psychiatric wards in the last 6 months from THC than I have on crystal meth. That's insane.
Wow,
so,
no kidding.
Anybody that says, yeah, we did it when we were kids. Yeah, you did it when you were kids, but it wasn't the same thing. It's 100% different today. The THC in those wax pens and the vapes and all that great stuff is almost psychedelic now. And I'm seeing more and more people get psychotic and almost looks like schizophrenic when they're on it. It's insane. And to watch somebody come off of it that's a chronic pot smoker, I'm talking about panic attacks, anxiety attacks, headaches, loss of sleep, all kinds of craziness. So if anybody wants to debate that with me, give them my cell number.
I would love to have one of these guys come on the show and debate with you the reality of what this stuff is all about.
I will bring one or two people on with me whenever you want and let them tell you the story.
Yeah, it's interesting. How these, and by the way, just, I know you've been at this a long time, but as they keep telling me, I want to make sure you're very much aware of the fact that marijuana is not a jump-off drug, a gateway drug, as you put. And I keep hearing that all the time. It's like, are you guys for real? I mean, seriously, people? Oh, all right. So, first of all, most of the people that are listening right now probably wouldn't know what fentanyl is, how to spell it, what it stands for. Give us an overview. Give us a little bit of history behind it.
Yeah, fentanyl is for chronic pain, like heart attacks, people that are dying from cancer, and that kind of stuff. It's one of the most strongest opiates there is out there, period. It's 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine or heroin.
Wow.
50 to 100 times stronger. They also have it in patches for chronic back pain and that kind of stuff. It actually now, the synthetic stuff is coming out of China. It's going from China to Mexico. And then Mexico is where all the heroin is coming from. So they're mixing it with China white, or black tar heroin. They're making counterfeit pills right now. It's you know what, Joe? It's freaking in everything right now. If you pay attention to the news, you'll see that two comedians died. I think it was 6 months ago. I know I did the interview on a lot of the news stations about that. They bought cocaine. Now, cocaine is an upper or a speed or a stimulant. Fentanyl is a downer or something that it brings you down, not up. Why in the world would somebody put fentanyl in cocaine? I mean, that kind of doesn't even make sense. They're finding fentanyl in crystal meth. In fact, I'm testing, and this I want parents to really listen to really, really well. I deal with adolescents, too, and we deal with a lot of adolescents that are coming in there that we know they're only smoking, as you would call, dope. They're smoking weed. But you know what's coming in their drug tests? It's showing up for traces of fentanyl.
Wow.
So they're putting fentanyl in everything right now. Here's what happened. I mean, before the pandemic, if you remember, every time you turned the television on, they were talking about the opioid crisis. Remember that?
Yep.
Having an epidemic with opioids. People are overdosing. There's 30,000 people dying every year, or more than car crashes and all that stuff. Then the pandemic. I've been screaming this for 10 years. I've been screaming for 10 years, and you've heard me yell and scream this.
Oh, yeah.
But the opioid is coming and it's going to kill more people than the 70s, and we are in trouble. Well, right before the pandemic, it was obvious that that was going on. And then the pandemic came, and everybody stopped talking about anything but COVID. But people that were using drugs started using more drugs as the pandemic was here. People that have anxiety had more anxiety. People that were depressed or suicidal got more depressed and more suicidal. People that drank more. So everybody, but none of that was talked about. Then all of a sudden, the medical community realized, my goodness, we're creating addicts. These Vicodin and these Oxys are addictive. You saw that on TV. They were suing the big farm companies and stuff like that.
Yep.
So what had happened is they said, we have to stop writing prescriptions for these opiates. We are creating drug addiction in this world right now. So the DEA got involved and everybody got involved, and doctors then stopped writing pills. In fact, even doctors that were writing pills that really, for people who deserved it, the DEA would still come and check it out and say, you're writing a lot of pills, what's going on? So doctors got nervous, the DEA got involved, people stopped writing pain medications. So now you have all these people that are addicted to pain meds and or need pain meds, and they can't get it anymore. So the supply is gone, literally gone. It just stopped. Boom, no more.
Wow. Okay, we're going to get back. We'll get back to this when we come back to the break. People, don't go far. A lot coming up with Carrie Quashin with me right after this.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says thousands of Russian troops are preparing for a new offensive in eastern Ukraine, but he says they're ready. The Kremlin says its forces would scale down activities in the north and instead focus its efforts on the contested Donbas region in the east, where a mostly Russian-speaking population calls home. Russian-backed separatist forces have controlled two breakaway republics in Donbas since 2014, following Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. So-called ghost guns are now to be treated like other firearms in the U.S. President Biden announced the rule as a way to combat gun crimes. He challenged the NRA's position that the new rule is extreme.
Is it extreme to protect police officers, extreme to protect our children, extreme to keep guns out of the hands of people who couldn't even pass a background check?
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You know, they say there's somebody for everybody. That would be the exact kind of therapist I would need. I can't do the foo-foo stuff. I don't want to squeeze a pillow or, you know, whatever, any of that, or punch a pillow, whatever it is they tell you to do. I need somebody to look at me and say, you're being stupid. You're acting like an idiot. Knock it off. That's the kind of therapist I need. Joe Mazzini, your host. Yeah, some of you want to do more than that. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me listening to the Joe Mazzini Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always appreciate you listening. Let me just bring him back on. Founder of the Action Family Network. What do you...
You're funny.
I tell you what. You should take all these names, and every time somebody goes looking for, at least they'd find you, right?
Yeah. No, I'm just gonna start branding what you call me.
Oh, Action Family Counseling, and I always appreciate your time with me. You've been working with kids for years. I mean, I don't want to give away your age, so I won't say decades. I'll just say years.
Yeah, let's not keep that.
There you go. Listen, I got your high school picture up. Don't worry, buddy. Nobody will know.
Just don't tell my wife.
Don't tell her. There you go. But in all seriousness, folks, I mean, he's been working with kids for a long, long time. And the approach that he, it was funny, I won't mention the name of the organization, but we were joking off air. And there are so many of these organizations that think they're helping the kids, and they're so stuck in the traditional clinical way of doing things that they don't reach the kids easily. You need to have a way to reach these kids and understand what they're up against or what they're seeing and how they're finding it. And that's what Kerry and his team do. And you were talking about we were talking about fentanyl and where we're at with it with these young people.
Yeah. It's so different today, Joe, as you know that. And first of all, back where we left off is, so the fentanyl's coming from China. It's going into Mexico. They're bringing it across the border. It's also coming from China. There's other ways of people getting it here. And you know that you could buy a pill pressing machine on eBay, on Google, on Amazon, that will press a pill to look like any drug you want it to look like. That's pretty frightening. So, as we were saying before, so the demand is higher than ever. The supply is gone. So if you look right now, almost, I'm not going to say 100%, but almost 100% of the Xanax, the Zanibar is what I'm talking about, the Vicodin, the Percocet, the Oxys, all that stuff that is bought now is bought online. You can't get them anywhere else. Doctors aren't writing them. So the dealers that used to send 10 people to 10 different doctors to get all these pills so they can sell them.
Wow.
Can't get them anymore. So where are they getting them? They're getting it from these people that are making pill mills, that are making these prescription pills that are not real, that are 99% fentanyl right now. That's what's being made today. So it's really becoming frightening. So if somebody wants, like, here, I know two kids, I know three kids, I know five kids. I mean, I could go on days that bought drugs on the Internet that are not alive anymore. A good friend of mine, actually, his kid bought one pill, took one half of a pill, and in his text message that his father read, it said from his girlfriend, please be careful with that pill, it's a powerful drug. And the kid says, I know what I'm doing, I'm going to take just one half. He took one half of that pill, was enough fentanyl in that pill to kill seven adult men. And his father found him dead. And this is for parents right now, or anybody really, man. There's been 110,000 plus deaths that they know in the last 12 months just from accidental overdoses of fentanyl.
Oh.
Period. Just from accidental overdoses from fentanyl.
Yeah, you know what? When CNN starts writing about it, you know it's serious, right? I mean,
yeah.
Let's be honest about it.
No, it's so frightening. But if you think about that, 110,000 people, imagine if 110,000 people were getting shot to death on the streets every year. We'd be going freaking crazy. But we're now starting to get crazy. People are starting to realize this is really something that we better pay attention to. So, but that's just 110,000 people we know died from an accidental overdose. Now let's add suicide to that. How many people, because of alcohol or drugs, took their life? Over 100,000, I can guarantee you that. So now you're talking now maybe a quarter million, maybe more. How about people that got arrested for domestic violence? Because they were high, loaded, or drunk. They add another 100,000, maybe 200,000. How about drunk driving or driving under the influence? Or how about child molestation? I mean, I can go on for days. You want to know what the real pandemic is today? Think about it. It's a frightening, frightening thing if you think about that. You also said something about parents. Do you know that the average parent spends between 2 and 10 minutes talking to a teenager today?
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, more than grunts, you mean, right?
Yeah, but then you got all this social media stuff going on and all this peer pressure going on. And you know, when we were kids, yeah, they were drugs. I got caught up in it. I've been clean and sober now for 41 years. But the drugs are nothing like they are today. Tell me one drug. Anyone that's listening, tell me one drug that you can get loaded on that's not physically and emotionally addictive. You can't. Every drug is physically and emotionally addictive. There's an argument maybe about crystal meth. Okay, you're not going to go through extreme withdrawals, but you'll sure crash and go through emotional drug withdrawals, and it's pretty horrible. So the kids that are using today, man, they don't have a chance, Joe.
You know,
they don't have a chance with these
drugs. Especially, look, you don't have to say it. I'll say it. Especially with the ignorance of the parents, not wanting to get involved in their kids, not wanting to get involved. You know, I always love the one where I try to give my kid privacy. You can't do that today. I mean, unless your child is exceptional. In most cases,
wait a minute. How can, but you know what? You're saying something that is so true, but the average parent spends between 2 and 10 minutes with their kid. Talk about privacy. They got their parents for 10 minutes.
Hey,
at best.
Look at my attitude was this: if I couldn't get in your phone with the password you gave me, the hammer was going to hit it next. Your choice. Either I get a password that works, or you know, and people go, oh no, your kid has to have some privacy. No, when did that happen?
You know, privacy,
when did the rules change?
Parents don't even know what's going on with your children today. I mean, the last thing a 15-year-old or a 14-year-old kid does before they go to sleep is pick up their cell phone, say goodnight to their friends that they've probably just been speaking to for 2 hours, live, looking at their face on Snapchat, Instagram, or Facebook, right?
Right.
First thing they do in the morning, before they use the bathroom, they wake up, grab their phone, check their social media, pick up the phone, call their friend, FaceTime, say, I'll see you in an hour at school. Then they walk, so they go to sleep with their friends. They wake up with their friends. They walk out of their bedroom, say hi to mom and dad if they're there, go to school. Now they're with their friends for another 6 or 8 hours. So they go to sleep with them. They wake up with them. They're with them all day. They come home. If mom and dad are even living together, they're probably both working in this in this climate.
Yep.
So who's waiting for them? People say nobody. That's so far from true. Everybody.
Well,
their friends,
that's because their mindset,
or in person.
Their mindset goes back to our days, right? When I got home, if you were a quote-unquote a latchkey kid, right, the only thing available to you for communication was you had to pick up the phone and call somebody. Right.
Right
now, you can run around, do all kinds of things in your house, in your room, wherever, and have, you know, 5 people on the phone, 10, 15 people on the phone at one time doing a chat. Total different world.
Everything has changed. Everything has changed. And you talk about peer pressure today. So if a parent is spending, let's say, 10 minutes, let's be nice. Let's say a parent spends 20 minutes a day with their kid. Now, their kid is spending 16 hours with their friend. Who do you think they're connected to more,
oh,
their parent or their
the friend?
So where is the peer pressure now? Used to be when people were really paying attention to their children and family and things together, when a child was ready to do something that they should not do, a little voice in their head said, don't do it, Mom. You don't want to hurt Mom or Dad. They don't even think about Mom or Dad anymore. They're more worried about pleasing their friends. That's why we're in such a freaking crisis today.
But, you know, Carrie, well, I've talked about the show with another therapist, was that we've lost that family connection. When I say that, I'm talking about way back to, you know, you went to grandma's, you went to auntie's house on Sunday, you had the whole family there. There was some accountability, you know, with the elders of the family. You had a connection every week. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute.
Market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
This is a bullfighter song. You've got a bull here, and I'm willing to fight, so it's perfect for me. Come with senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You got to get involved, you got to get engaged, but get informed first, okay? Some of you I know, because you've written me emails over this stuff, you got the same heart I do for the kids when it comes to drugs. You see what it does to them, you see how much it hurts them, and it's not that they're doing it on purpose. They don't want to hurt themselves in this light or this kind of thing. Many of them, as you heard Carrie say a few minutes ago, you know, They're getting an overabundance of this, an overdose of this, and they don't even know it. So let me bring him back on. You know, Kerry Quashin joins me as he does from time to time. I got to get him on more because these drug issues with these kids are a problem and a big problem. And frankly, with the depression that's going on, with you know what these kids are up against, and again they're talking about another mask session in some of the major cities. This is going to kill these kids if they're not already doing it. Mentally and physically. Kerry, thanks for being with me.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. It's such a scary time. I was dealing with a family today, and I just remember this. I mean, because I do so much stuff every day. You got to hear this. They brought a person in that's trying to check into rehab, but he doesn't want to come in till Monday. And his little brother was there, and his little sister, the mom and the dad. You know, his little brother is 12, and his little sister is 14. Guess what they carry with them at home?
I have no idea.
About Narcan. They're taught to use Narcan in case their brother overdoses, that the Narcan can save them. I'm seeing almost every family now of a drug user, they all have Narcan in the homes.
You've got to be kidding. It's just amazing.
No, that's where we're at today, man. It's because the fentanyl is so strong in the opiates that are out there that on an opiate overdose or a fentanyl overdose, the only thing that can save them is Narcan if it's given quick enough. The frightening thing about fentanyl is I asked the family how many doses of Narcan do you have? They had two. On a fentanyl overdose, it can take up to four doses to save someone's life, not two.
Wow.
So that's how scary it is. Yeah, I know one family, man. The kids came home and their mom and dad were floating in the jacuzzi, and the Narcan was sitting on the jacuzzi. I mean, wow. They didn't even have a chance to do it. It's such a frightening thing. But the reason I'm bringing that up is 90 to 100% of the pills out there today that are bought on the internet, this is where most teenagers are getting it today, are bootleg pills. They're not real. They're fentanyl. They're made with fentanyl. Now, if you decide to bake some chocolate chip cookies and you put too many chocolates in the chocolate chip cookies, those cookies are delicious. They're great. They got chocolate all over the place. But if whoever is making these pills or pressing these pills puts too much fentanyl in a batch, everybody using that batch dies.
Wow.
That's what's going on today. And that's why we're losing so many. Over 100,000 of them were found. You know who finds these kids? Husbands, wives, brothers, and sisters. You know who finds them? Their mothers, their fathers, their brothers, or their families. Found in their bedroom, dead. Can you imagine that?
I don't even know what to say. I mean, seriously, I seriously don't know what to say. I can't even imagine. But part of that is we started to talk about this before we went to break. And you talk about parents only spending a few minutes a day with their kids. And those aren't even deep minutes, if you would. Right? And we were talking about, you know, being old-fashioned, me being that old white guy. I'm sitting here going, you've lost the family connection. To your point, they're with their teachers and their peers all day long. Those are their friends. Those are their confidants. And there's no family connection every week like there was when I was growing up, where you were accountable to the family. The family would ask you how you're doing and what you were doing, that kind of thing.
You know, I was at a group a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking to the kids, and I said, well, how many of you guys have dinner with your families, and how many nights a week do you do? And then probably 40 kids, I think two or three, said they have dinner with their families, maybe once or twice a week. Yeah, it's completely out of control right now. Everybody doing their own thing. Social media came in and just kind of wiped everything out. I mean, even when you go to a restaurant, you sit down, you watch people at the tables. You got mom looking at her Facebook to see how many likes she's got from pictures she posted. You got little Tommy on chat talking to his friends. And if there's a dad there, he's in space saying, oh, well, what am I doing here? So even when we're together, we're not together anymore. So it's got to change. If we want to deal with this insanity right now when it comes to substance abuse and adolescence, the only way we're going to do it is two ways, really. It's a lot of education and a lot of time spent with our kids. We have to figure out a way to spend time with our children. We have to. That's the only thing that's going to stop this. Otherwise, I'm going to tell you, Joe, that most of the fentanyl users or the heroin users or the opioid addicts, they're going to be dead in the next couple of years. There's no way around it. This fentanyl's going to wipe them out.
I'm not an emotional guy, but I'm sitting here thinking to myself, what is wrong with you parents? These kids didn't ask to be wrong.
Joe, I threw out a 20-year-old kid from my rehab two Fridays ago because we found out he was trying to get drugs into our place.
Wow.
He went to another facility on Monday, on the next Monday. So Friday we threw him out. Monday he was in a detox, and he had somebody smuggling fentanyl, and he died in the detox. A 20-year-old kid.
Wow. I can't even imagine it getting a hold of you like that. I can't even imagine what gets you to that point. And people need to understand, they're not taking these drugs to actually commit suicide 90% of the time. They don't even know these drugs are in what it is they're taking, do they?
Well, lots. But you know, actually, I'm getting people now, they're actually looking for fentanyl. And for good, for lots of reasons. One is because it's so powerful. Two is because it's the only real drug out there that they, I mean, that's really what everything is right now. But no, the kids that are buying them online, they don't know. They think they're buying a Percocet or a Vicodin or an Oxy, and they're being very careful. They're taking a half of it. That half has too much in it, and they're dead. You know, poor mom or dad walks in the room in the morning and finds them blue with foam on their mouth and cold and purple. It's terrible.
I can't even envision what that looks like. In all
and most of the opiate addicts that I deal with, they've already been Narcan. They know that it's just a Russian roulette game, that it's just which hit's going to kill them. They know that. It's not if, it's when. I don't think that I put anyone in that's using opiates right now that has not been Narcan in the last year, at least once.
Wow.
you know what the scariest part about Narcan is? Let's say somebody overdoses. Here's what they know. They went, they got some drugs, they got high, they felt real good. All of a sudden, they wake up in an ambulance. They don't see the ugly. That they fell down to the ground, they couldn't breathe, they turned purple, foam came out of their mouth, they started losing all the gases in their body. Thank God somebody saw them, ran in there, did CPR until the Narcan came and saved their life. All they know is they woke up in an ambulance, what the heck, in immediate withdrawals. So they miss all the ugly.
Wow, I'm sitting here, I don't get floored by many things, I'm sitting here, I can't even imagine. And again,
different world.
And yet our government, I won't get political in your promise, but our government's sitting here going, hey, there's nothing wrong with the southern border. A lot of this stuff is coming over the southern border. My understanding is the Chinese are delivering it to the cartels, and the cartels are finding people to drag it over the border, aren't they?
You saw my news piece. That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly what's going on. It's coming from China to Mexico, and they're getting it. The cartel is getting it, and they're getting it over at the border, and that's what's going on. And our kids are going online, they're saying, ooh, I'll buy a Zanny bar, and they think they're getting a Zanny bar.
And it's affordable.
No, they are not.
And it's affordable.
And they'll freaking deliver it. You can order it right on Snapchat or Instagram.
All right, so we
didn't know where to find it. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, we got a couple of minutes left. I mean, a couple of minutes left, and you know, they're talking about making marijuana legal nationally. And I was reading that article, and I just started to shudder. I mean, is it the money? Is it that they don't really see it? They don't really believe guys like you that are seeing what's happening? Is the CDC not making enough noise over this stuff? You got about a minute and a half.
They're not making enough noise. They don't see what's going on. They don't believe it's the truth. I mean, it's if I could put anyone in my pocket and just have you walk with me for a week and see what I see when it comes to the THC and the fentanyl and all that stuff, they'd understand that it is not a good idea to legalize anything like that at all. It's scary, dangerous, and could be deadly. And remember this, all drug abuse or all drug usage starts innocently, and these days ends tragically. There's only two things now. It's get sober, stop using, or end up dead.
All right, quickly, give out your website so people can find you and maybe get some information.
ActionFamilyCounseling.org or 1-800-367-8336.
Always a pleasure, Gary. Keep up the good work. I mean that sincerely. Anything I can do to help, I'm always willing to help.
And same here, Joe. It's been a pleasure. Thanks.
Joe Pesci, your host. Don't go far. You got me for the next hour. Good luck to you.